The Carmel Greyhounds are back in action, and so is the WHJE sports team. But this year is better than ever. John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the same expertise with a new sense of style. We're taking this football season to the edge.
Folks, it's been a great half so far. The score here in Fort Wayne, 17-0 in favor of the Greyhounds. They've come out rolling, but didn't come out as quickly as we thought they were going to. Fort Wayne Chargers did a nice job of putting up a stop, going three and out. But now we've got second half. We're able to pull away. 17-0 in favor, again, of the Greyhounds. Jesse, what I'm doing, first play, I'm taking a shot down the field. I think that's the smartest option. Obviously, your passing game is working the best. Your run, not so much. Your two big-time rushers, again, the brothers, everything good about them, everything good we hear, Justin and Drew Tranquil. They're averaging 13 and 8 yards a carry. Tonight, it's been more like 2 or 3. You got to start airing that ball out. But what have they done well, Jesse, so far? They've gotten it out to Zach Edgar.
Zach Edgar in that passing game has been absolutely spectacular. Has 5 receptions so far on the air, 138 receiving yards coming into this game. But on 5 different occasions, you looked and you saw the quarterback, Boggs, going right at him. But it's been over the middle that has been very impressive, which I've been impressed with. Usually we see these younger quarterbacks in high school try to spread it out towards those sidelines with the out routes. But going right over the middle with the slant routes and the post routes. And Edgar's been there time after time again. And when the rest of the receiving core has been struggling to hold on to the football, but I agree with you. I think you do have to take that shot downfield early on in the half because, let's face it, you're not going to be any warmer throughout the rest of this game than you are going to be when you first step back onto that field.
And I think it's important to look at this Northeast Hoosier Conference standing so far. Right now we've got New Haven at number one. Then we've got, of course, Carroll, who's playing tonight, playing the Greyhounds. And then we've got East Noble. Now, folks, here's what you got to keep in mind. The number one and the number three, New Haven and East Noble, were Carroll's only losses on the season. They come in at 9-2. But after watching the film and kind of analyzing both these games, one of the things I was able to see is that scoring was really the big issue. With New Haven especially, Carroll came out very slow and very sloppy, throwing quite a few interceptions, maybe 5 or 6 on the night as compared to the one touchdown. Jesse, they've already got 2 interceptions so far, but Boggs has been throwing well. That's another thing. He hasn't been throwing atrocious. It's not like it's been completely lopsided. He's got to slow his pace down a little bit, though. I think he's got to take his time in the pocket. Again, each quarterback, you've got about 4 or 5 seconds in that pocket. He's got a good line for him. He needs to set. He needs to scan the field. Obviously, our corners are doing a nice job. We have Carmel Greyhound corners doing a nice job of honing in on the brothers. But he's got to keep those guys like Edgar Mallers open.
And going very technical at the quarterback position right here, I'm going to go ahead and say he needs to make sure he is stepping and planning, not rushing that throw, as you mentioned. Take your time. His offensive line has been doing a pretty good job tonight. Only 1 sack in that first half. That was by Jack Conley and Ryan Sondel splitting that one. But if you look at it, he really has to just slow down. That mental clock kind of starts to tick away a little fast in the quarterback's head. That might be as a result of earlier in the season some more defensive pressure. I don't know. But if he takes some more time, he's got a very good arm. He's a very good quarterback. And like you said, just a couple mistakes. But he's a very impressive young man to watch.
So you got to watch out. Again, on the Greyhound side of the ball, they got to get Shakir Pascoe involved in this ball game. He's done a nice job breaking it up. But he's had a lot of stops. He's faced a lot of great defenders. Again, naming off just a few guys. First off, again, the linebacker, Dylan Connor, has really done a nice job tonight, kind of making his name known. Again, Chase Blotkamp, the defensive tackle's really come up. And again, we always say his name, but Drew Tranquil, the outside linebacker, again, playing both sides of the field, done a very, very nice job. Shakir Pascoe, last game against Fishers, 209 yards. Get this, folks. Every carry, 9.5 yards. That's almost the first down, folks. That's what Carmel needs to do. Coming back on the ball game, you got to get first down conversions on second down. Much like last game, I think that the key to the victory here is, again, the key to the victory that we talked about at the beginning is pacing. You got to come out to an early lead. You got to start quickly. You got to come in this half. You got to move the ball downfield. Whether it's rushing or in the air, we've seen Isaac do a nice job of both. Either way, you got to move it forward much quicker than last half.
I really don't think that the scoreboard reflects the kind of game that we've had so far. 17-0. Carroll's been dropping on several different occasions. They could easily have at least 10 points on the board right now, but you flip that over to the other side, their defense has also stepped up quite big. This could be a 27-28 point game at this point if they don't make a couple key third down stops. But like you mentioned, Carroll will get the ball first to start the second half here on this crisp, chilly evening from Fort Wayne, Carroll. as Adam Kramer looks to kick this one away for the Carmel Greyhounds as we open up the second half of this regional matchup. The kick from Kramer is going to bounce at about the 15-yard line and roll, and is going to be taken up at the 30-yard line, barreling through, and Tranquil is going to be wrapped up. And again, three great returns by Tranquil this evening. That's Justin Tranquil, who's been handling all of the kick and punt returns this evening. And also we see the Tranquil brothers playing on both sides of the football. Even Drew Tranquil lining up as quarterback on a couple different occasions.
He plays that Wildcat position, does it very well. A lot of times you're going to see those QB powers from the Wildcat position. He's going to take it off the tackle. He's gotten 5 or 6 yards each time he's done it. Very, very impressive.
So Boggs and company will jog back onto the field. Actually, Tranquil is going to be lining up as the quarterback on this first play from scrimmage here in the second half. From his own 34-yard line, the Tranquil brothers line up in the backfield. Drew Tranquil takes it, left tackle carry this time. He's going to be wrapped up in the backfield, tackled at about the 32-yard line. Great job there by Vic Rowe, penetrating early. 11:42 remaining here in the third quarter, just underway in the second half. 17-0 is your score in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. Boggs comes back out to play quarterback, wing T formation. They split the difference on the receivers, one on each side. Takes the snap, handoff. Tranquil up the middle this time will storm across to about the 35. Gains a couple of yards back, 3rd and 9 on the way already for the Fort Wayne Carroll Chargers. Tranquil remains in the game. He's going to line up as a receiver this time in the slot off the right side. So it looks like McCray will line up in the backfield. Pistol formation set for Boggs. 3 wide, 2 out to his right. We have whistles early on, penalty flags flying everywhere, and that one is going to back him up, looks like 5 yards off a dead ball false start. So that's going to set up about a 3rd and 14 now for the Fort Wayne Carroll Chargers. And in a situation that you could have called a passing situation, really closes up the playbook. They'll line up at their, looks like their own 30-yard line. Again, 3rd and 14 on the way for Boggs. They're going to come back out with that same formation set. 3 wide pistol, 2 out to his right, 1 out to his left. Takes the snap. Pressure coming off his blind side, looking deep over the right side of the field. Makes the reception. Let's see if he's going to have enough for the first down. And Mallers comes up with his first reception of the game. He was somebody you talked about earlier in this one. And that one will be enough for the first down. Very impressive pass under pressure from Boggs.
And they're doing a great job of reading this zone coverage. You saw Noah Burks. He's playing the rover position. Eventually set up, lined up according to the against the slot, excuse me. But had to come off of his man and cover that outside. But a nice throw by Boggs, like you said, Jesse, and he's able to get the completion.
Tranquil comes back in to play quarterback out of the Wildcat position. 3 wide receiver set. He's going to carry this one left tackle heading over towards that sideline, but he's going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage, well behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose about 4 yards on that one. Ryan Sonnels and Jack Conley get to him first. 2nd and 14 on the way as Boggs will check back into the ball game as the quarterback. Let's see what formation they decide to go with here. Justin Tranquil line up as a wide receiver in the slot. 3 wide pistol formation set from his own 41-yard line off that left hash. Boggs will take the snap. Pressure coming, looking over, finds Tranquil up the screen. Tranquil sends a tackler, sends another one. Now going to be pushed out a bounce there at about the 48-yard line. Solid game, about 7 yards. That's going to set up a 3rd and manageable for the Charger offense.
Good job to beat Jack Conway, a guy who's got 39 solo tackles, 52 altogether so far. He's got a ton of interceptions. He's up to 6 now on the season. A guy who normally doesn't miss those kind of tackles, but a good job by Tranquil to shed that one. And now you bring up about a 3rd and 6.
Same pistol formation set, except 2 receivers out to his left looking to pass all the way. Tranquil's going to come up with it, and a great tackle made there by Jack Conway once again at midfield. And that's going to bring him down in front of the first down marker. 4th down and 4 coming up for the Charger offense. Trying to make his appeals, Chandler Boggs looking over towards that sideline. It looks like that offense might say it on the football field. Clock continuing to tick here in the third quarter, 9:21 and counting. And now we're going to see the punt unit come out onto the football field. The Carmel Greyhounds look to get their first possession of the second half.
Very smart decision here. You're down 17 points. You can't do anything stupid. If you go for it on 4th down and don't convert, you give the offense the ball back at the 50-yard line.
Lee fields this one like a shortstop into the ground there. That one's going to bounce around. That one will be downed by a Carmel Gray. And that's Thomas Baldwin on the reception, just diving on top of it. Looks to be at his own 14-yard line. So good job there by Baden Lee, pinning the Carmel Greyhounds deep in their own territory. And, John, we saw John Lampe come out on that last drive in a two-minute drill situation. Who do you think is going to come out to play quarterback to open the half?
I think you keep Isaac James on the field. He's the one who's doing a great job of running the ball. And I think until the run doesn't work, you don't need to worry about the pass necessarily, because in situations, Isaac James is 2 for 3 when it comes to the passing. He's hit Baldridge for the touchdown, and he had a nice pass out there to Austin Roberts on the left side. He's doing a good job both games.
And it is Isaac James stretch play. This one looks like Shakir Pascal once again trying to go left tackle. He's going to be brought down for a minimal gain, 2nd and 9 on the way for the Carmel Greyhound offense. 8:49 remaining in the third quarter. Carmel having that 17-0 lead and looking to build upon it here on this first drive of the second half. James remains in as the quarterback. Let's see what formation they try to go with here. It looks like I formation, two wide set, one on each side for James. Under center, takes the snap. And again, the football is on the ground. They try to go to Pascal. Let's see who jumped on top of that one. And it looks like the Carmel Greyhounds may have averted disaster here, and it will be third down. Look at Isaac James being able to jump back on top of that one. Keep possession with the Carmel Greyhounds. That would have given the Charger offense the ball inside the red zone.
When James does have 6 fumbles on the season, again, 7 interceptions, he's not a guy who's been known to really have good possession skills as a quarterback. You got to be careful. You can't give the ball up in the 10-yard line.
3 wide shotgun set. James is looking to pass over towards that left side, and that one is going to be caught awfully close to that first down marker. But Tranquil looked to bring him down before the first down marker. Reception was made by Austin Roberts, and Tranquil coming in guarding Austin Roberts, one of the best athletes I think we've seen around. But that's going to be short of the first down marker by about 1.5 yards. And the punt unit for the Carmel Greyhounds will be coming out onto the field to kick this one away to Justin Tranquil and Drew Tranquil as well.
Well, Justin Tranquil has 3 interceptions on the season. He's done a nice job coverage-wise, and again, it is hard to manage a guy like Austin Roberts, who's so big that when he makes that reception and comes down, it's pretty easy for him to reach out that arm and get the extra 2 yards, but nothing there.
This one's a high spiraling punt from Adam Kramer at about midfield. And that is exactly where Tranquil will fair catch that one. Justin Tranquil now will give the ball back to his offense. Some very good field position for the Charger offense. If there's ever a time to get some points on the board, get yourself back into this ball game, has to start with this drive right here. 7:07 remaining in the third quarter. Carmel has a 17-0 lead, but some great field position already knocking on the door of Greyhound territory.
And Jesse, this drive is so important because this is what sets the tone for the Chargers this half. I think this is where if you get 7 points on the board, you begin to really play into the mind of that Greyhound defense.
Boggs goes under center, I formation, one wide out to his left. Tight end moves in motion. They go Tranquil up the middle with the carry. Drew Tranquil is going to gain himself about 3 yards, 2nd and 7 on the way. That's the first time we've really seen him since that first drive try to pound the ball up the middle right in the face of that front 7 of the Carmel Greyhounds. So Boggs looks over towards the sideline. He will remain in the game. Drew Tranquil jogs off the field. Substitution for his brother Justin Tranquil, who comes into the football game. Same formation set with a different Tranquil in the backfield. He gets the carry this time up the middle. He stumbles across to about the 43-yard line. That set up about 3rd and 4 for the Charger offense. So two very similar plays to open up this drive. 3rd and short coming up. Let's see what Boggs has dialed up for his offense. Justin Tranquil, substitution. Now in Drew Tranquil, he'll line up in the backfield. One wideout now out to his right as they are lined up off that left hash. At the Carmel 44-yard line, it is 3rd and 4 for the Fort Wayne Carroll Chargers offense. I formation set. Takes the snap. Penalty flags flying. He's going to be wrapped up in the backfield for a sack, but let's see who this penalty is against. Officials right now signaling 4th down. Flags thrown at about midfield. That one is going to be a false start against Fort Wayne Carroll. Not a dead ball false start, so they're able to go with that play. And let's see, they did not stop that play again, folks. False start usually stops the play immediately, but they did not. Penalty will be declined. So 4th down coming up, and they are going to have to punt this ball away as it is 4th and 12.
Tackle made there by number 84, Joe Scott. Folks, it's important for you to understand that Joe Scott started this season as an offensive tight end. Had some trouble again in the receptions game, had quite a few drops, but has since made the switch. And I'll tell you what, Jesse, I'm so impressed. He's really done a nice job as a defensive end backing up Sean Stetson.
He's done a great job indeed coming up with that sack and last week forcing the fumble, a pivotal turnover in that game against Fishers, giving Carmel the ball back to get their fifth touchdown of the evening. Lee's punt is a great punt back inside Carmel territory as Baldridge takes this one up, and a great juke move as he's going to be heading down the sideline. Penalty flags fly everywhere as Baldridge is going to be brought down at about the 44-yard line, but this one might be coming back. Nonetheless, a great return there by Jason Baldridge. Waiting on the official spot here and the official penalty call. And that one will be going back as the spot of the foul is at the 20-yard line as the officials move the flag back. 5:45 remaining in the third quarter. 17-0 is your score in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. Regardless, they will have possession. That one will be a legal block in the back against the Carmel Greyhounds. So that's going to move them up about 10 yards deep in their own territory now. That's about a 30-yard differential. So big field position being taken away from the Carmel Greyhounds here. That one was aided. That one did aid the return there by Jason Baldridge. That penalty opened up a huge hole for him. So the offense jogs back out onto the field, waiting to see where they will be spotted at.
Jesse, that's something we've seen all season. We can give so many different examples of where a penalty takes back a lot of yardage, but also takes a lot of momentum back. You know, talking about Isaac James, when he's able to break out a run for 15 yards, he's taken back by a penalty. And it's mindless mistakes that put even more pressure on the offense.
James comes back out, and he will hand that one off to Shakir Pascal up the middle. Pascal trying to get across the 15-yard line. He's going to gain himself about 5 yards, setting up a 2nd and 5. 5:32 remaining here in the third quarter, 17-0. And John, is this a situation where you are trying to milk down the clock?
It's a tough question here, Jesse, because I think you've also got to balance that with scoring points. You've only got a 17-0 lead, and you've blown two major leads. We're talking about Ben Davis very recently. You got to be mindful of both.
They're going to hand that one up the middle again to Shakir Pascal. He's able to take about 4 defenders with him, going to be close to the first down marker across the 20-yard line. He will have enough for the first down, 2 carries and a first down for Shakir Pascal. That's really his specialty. Give him the ball on 1st and 2nd down, chances are you're going to be moving to chains.
Well, I think that also answers the question you just asked me. If the run is working, keep with it. Just one of the bonuses, backdoor bonus for, with the run, is obviously the clock is going to run down. But I don't think you need to let that be your main priority right now. Again, we're still only in this third quarter.
James remains in as the quarterback. 3-wide pistol formation set. He takes the snap. And this time gives it right back to Shakir Pascal up the middle again. 3 consecutive carries. And he's going to be brought down at about the 25-yard line. Gain of 3, 2nd and 7 on the way for the Carmel Greyhound offense. But no sense of urgency for them right now as they have already ticked away about 1:45 as there's 4:30 remaining here in the third quarter. And they're holding on to that 17-0 lead. Isaac James looks over towards that sideline. He calls the orders at the line of scrimmage. Looks to go back in a shotgun formation. 3 wide set for him. 2 out to his left from his own 23. James takes the snap, running this one all the way, trying to go left tackle, heading over towards that sideline, breaking a couple tackles, but finally he's going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage. A lot of work laterally to make it about a 3rd and 7.
Give credit to the number 3 man on that tackle margin. Number 2, Drew Tranquil. We can't call his name enough. The outside linebacker doing a nice job shooting that gap there, stopping the play. Stopping a very big man again. A guy with 65 tackles on the season. He's tacked on about 4 more tonight.
James will stay in there here for this 3rd and 6. 3-wide shotgun formation set. 2 out to his right. He's looking to pass. Pump fake. Now looking deep down the left side of the field. Finds his man. And Roberts is actually going to drop that one. Had him open right in the hands. And a beautiful pass from Isaac James. Stunned in disbelief back there in the backfield. Put it where only Roberts could get it. And 4th down and 6 is on the way.
Folks, you have a better shot at winning the lottery than ever seeing Austin Roberts miss a ball like that again. I gotta tell you, our jaws just dropped open. We for sure thought that was a touchdown. Roberts had him beat on the left side of the ball by a good 3 strides and just knew it. The ball goes right through his hands. Great throw by James, but Man, I'll tell you, we're still shocked in disbelief. I know the crowd was as well. It looked like a sure catch, but, man, Austin Roberts got to keep your eye on the ball.
Kramer fields it cleanly in a beauty of a punt as this one spiraling over to about the 42-yard line. Fair catch there made by Drew Tranquil. And some good field position coming up again for the Fort Wayne Carroll Chargers offense with some new life here. But again, going back to that pass, Isaac James on two separate occasions has really shown off the arm strength, but I've been more impressed with the accuracy. Twice he has put it right between the numbers on a deep pass down the left side of the field. And from what we've seen this season, he really likes that left sideline.
He really does, but he's also done a nice job of throwing to the right as well. We saw a big-time throw to Thomas Baldwin on the right side, where Isaac James was able to connect. It's about a 35-yard pass. But again, folks, and now this is two drops for Austin Robert, two key drops. He had one last game against Fishers, a nice pass from John Lampe, a little bit on the backdoor side of Roberts, but still we don't see a guy who's going to UCLA, a Division I recruit, drop those kind of balls.
Full house shotgun set here for Boggs as they put Tranquil in motion. That's Drew Tranquil now lining up as a receiver. Boggs looking to pass over that left side. Screen pass to Justin Tranquil. Tranquil is going to be leveled by Sam Story right at about the 46-yard line, stopping him in his tracks, but not before a 5-yard gain, setting up second and 5. Justin Tranquil getting a couple more receptions now. Boggs will remain in as the quarterback. Both Tranquil brothers out on the football field. And a full house shotgun set with exactly 3 minutes and counting remaining in the third quarter. The handoff to Justin Tranquil. He's going to be pushed back immediately by the likes of Vic Rowe and company right at the line of scrimmage. Sean Stetson actually is the one to finish him off. Third down and 6 on the way for the Chargers.
Great job by the linebacker there. Nick Sinar getting a little bit of action, shooting that gap about between the guard and the tackle there, stopping the run quickly.
So Boggs, looking over the play call right now, will come back out. A three-wide pistol formation set, two out to his right, takes the snap. Blitz coming from the Greyhounds up the middle, looking over left sideline. That one's going to sail out of bounds. And a three and out here by the Chargers offense.
But Jesse, at the same time, I know it's a three and out. I know the Greyhounds are going to get the ball back, but I see a lot of improvement there from Boggs. Earlier in the first half, we saw him hold on to the ball, take a sack. He was throwing interceptions left and right. But a good job of getting the ball out again. Not completed, but you avoided turnover there.
Able to throw that one away. Great decision making, like you said, by the senior quarterback, Chandler Boggs. Baden Lee comes back out as the punter. He's standing at about his own 32-yard line. 2:22 remaining in the third quarter, 17-0 Carmel. As Lee will field this one cleanly, is able to get this one away. A line drive punt at about the 30, bounces back at about the 27. And that is exactly where the Carmel Greyhounds will take over on this next possession. John, coming off of that last drive, the rushing game really looked on point. Do you continue to try to pound the ball up the middle?
Yeah, you're up 17-0 here. I think you can also maybe even run in that flex boot a little bit. It's a formation that usually works, does a nice job. You've got a lot of moving parts. You get the Falcon and the A-back run by Chris Perkins and, of course, Austin Roberts. And, folks, that kind of looks like an offset tight end, I guess you could say. But then you've also got some other options in the backfield with Shakir Pascal. Run it a little more. You can get a little tricky here. But at the same time, be mindful of that clock, but also be mindful of the spread of the score there. You don't want to get in a situation where you are beginning to run up the score.
Three-wide pistol formation set, two out to his left off the right hash. James takes the snap, triple option, gets that one out to Austin Roberts. Roberts heads towards the left sideline with a head full of steam, breaking a couple tackles down the middle of the field. A lot of effort, but he's going to gain himself about 4 yards on the carry, second and 6 on the way. For this Carmel Greyhound offense. That's the first time we've seen Austin Roberts on a carry this evening.
Exactly. And Roberts comes in. He's only got 29 carries. We don't see him really get the ball a lot. That brings him up to 30. Comes in with 153 yards, but he gets about 5.5 yards per carry. That's nice ball movement. And you're looking at a second and 6 here. Not too bad from Austin Roberts.
He heads out of bounds. So the clock stops at 2:04 remaining in the third quarter. 17-0 Carmel. And with the football, James dropping back, looking to pass over towards that left side. Finds his man, Roberts. Holds on. That will be enough for the first down at about the 40-yard line. Isaac James, the arm strength has been quite impressive this evening.
Let me brag on Isaac James a little bit for just a second. I'm so impressed with his velocity and the speed coming off of his hand. That's something we haven't seen Isaac James do very well. It's something that even John Lampe struggled with in the past few games.
Same formation set here for James from his own 40. Hands that one off. Shakir Pascal, penalty flags flying at about the 45. If it stands, Pascal gains 9 yards on the carry, close to midfield, but we'll see what this official call is. A minute 50 remaining in the third quarter. 17-0 is your score in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. Carmel Greyhounds already retreating here. This one is going to be holding against the Carmel Greyhounds 10 yards from the spot of the foul. That'll put him back at about the 35-yard line. Will remain first down, so first and 15 on the way for the Carmel Greyhound offense. Lined up from his own 35, Isaac James will come back out off that left hash when we resume play. Clock is stopped at a minute 50. And it will start up again here with the ball set at minute 46 and counting now. As Isaac James looks to come back out. Three wide pistol formation set, two out to his right. James going hard count, takes the snap, option time, goes up the middle with Shakir Pascal. Pascal with a minimal gain will make it about second and 13. We've seen a lot more of the pistol formation set. We saw the flex bone early on to really start to get the running game going. But we've seen really Isaac James coming out exclusively from the pistol formation, which is what we're so accustomed to seeing from this Carmel Greyhound offense in recent years. Minute 14 and counting remaining in the third quarter. 17-0 is your score in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. James stays out there as the quarterback. It will go true shotgun set this time. Three wide, two out to his right from his own 37-yard line. Off that left hash, James is looking to pass once again. Left side finds his man. That's Roberts off the screen. Roberts has some room off the left sideline, breaking a couple tackles, and is finally brought down by Drew Tranquil at the 41-yard line of the Fort Wayne Carroll Chargers. And the passing game has been quite impressive and on key so far tonight, led by Isaac James.
And Isaac James has never really been that true quarterback, that guy who can sit in the pocket for 3 or 4 seconds and take shots downfield and really spread things out. But you don't really need to do that when he's got such of the running attack that he does. Those screens are really starting to work. I'm liking what we're seeing from Isaac James.
Same formation set this time from the 43 of Carroll. Handoff up the middle. Shakir Pascal spinning around, taking three defenders with him for about 9 yards. We'll set up about a second and one. Clock continuing to tick away here in the third quarter. 32 seconds and counting. 17-0 Carmel as they are knocking on the door of the red zone now at the 35-yard line of Fort Wayne Carroll. They do have to run one more play before the end of this third quarter as James calling it at the line of scrimmage. This time moving back into the pistol formation, three wide, two out to his right. Off the left hash, takes the snap. They go carry up the middle once again. Shakir Pascal dives forward to about the 30-yard line. He's going to have enough there for the first down. The clock will stop with 6 seconds remaining in the third quarter. We'll start again with the ball spot. I don't think the Carmel Greyhounds are in too much of a hurry to get this playoff before the end of the third quarter. Clock starts, and that will be the end of the third quarter. 17-0 is your score. No score there in the third quarter, but the Carmel Greyhounds are now driving at the 31-yard line of Fort Wayne Carroll. Come right back here for the exciting conclusion of this football game on the only voice of the Greyhounds, WHJE.